This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A-Stars. Very few people would look at a lump of elephant dung and see art. But Mary Ellen Haynes sees beauty not only in elephant dung, but most everything she sees in the world around her. The multimedia artist is known for her artwork in the forms of jewelry, glass, silk painting, and yes, she made a brooch out of a mold of a piece of elephant dung. Mary Ellen, tell us about your journey as an artist. I understand you came to us from New York?
Yeah, I grew up in Brooklyn. I went to Brooklyn College. I did my graduate work in Ohio, and I got my first teaching job at Western in 1966. And so I've been in Kalamazoo since 66. That year, when I was new in town and didn't know anybody, I took my first class at the KIA. And I've been taking classes at the KIA ever since. I taught there for a number of years in the jewelry department. I have been very involved in the art community from that point forward.
So what got you to be an artist? Is there some mentor, some great influence, childhood event?
I just always liked to make things. You know, I made all my clothes for my dolls, and mother made all of our clothes. And so I think we were just a kind of a making family. And
I like that, a making family.
Yeah. I remember going to a meeting, a Girl Scout meeting when I was a kid, and one of the girls served us coffee or tea in mugs that she had made. And I thought, that is so cool.
It
and
is.
So when we had an art center, I thought, I'm going to take a class and see what I can do. And That's how I got into this a more formal training of what I was doing.
Well, you're a multimedia artist, so your range is quite wide. You know, a lot of people will pick one and stay with it, but you're in glass, you're in fabric, you're in jewelry, ceramics.
I like learning new things. I'm a constant student. You know, I really enjoyed my undergraduate and graduate work, and then I would take seminars and such after that. And that was in my field, in children's literature and such. But the same was true with the other kinds of media. I took some jewelry, and I really enjoyed that, and I did some photography. And I would do it for about 10 years. I mean, I've been doing this since the 60s, and so I've got a good 10 years in taking classes in photography at the KIA, and overlapping with 10 or 15 years in ceramics. And so I've been taking classes for a long time. And what I've discovered in my older age now is that having the skills for a variety of different media make you think about the media differently, because you can start to put things together that people who only do clay, for instance, might not think of doing a figure with copper hands.
Yeah.
And because I can do the copper work, I can do the soldering, I can do whatever. And so it just opens doors for me to creatively think about stuff and to problem solve. And that's, for me, that's a lot of it, is just, it's the making, it's the problem solving. It's not so much I want to make a piece to sell or something like that. I really enjoy the process.
What gets you going usually? Is it an interesting material find, or it's an image, or?
You know, it can be any of the ones. I've taken a lot of travel since I've retired. I retired in 2000 from Western, and that's when I started teaching at the KIA in the jewelry department. And then I did a lot of bird watching. I had not done much travel earlier than that, so I traveled all around the world bird watching, and I discovered in different places different things caught my eye. It might be the fabric in a place. It might be the textures of the wall textures in a village. It might be anything like that. So I started taking with me some little two-part silicone molds that you use for making hearing aids.
Yeah.
You know, they put the two parts together and they stick it in your ear, and in 5 minutes it's set up.
Right.
Well, I bought the little things and I mixed them up and I would put them on a tree.
Oh.
And then in 5 minutes I had texture from the tree. We came across some flamingos that were dead on the edge of a lake. And so I did it on some flamingo bird
feathers?
Bones.
Oh, bones.
Bones,
oh.
Yeah. And an elephant dung.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A-Stars. Haynes not only creates her own art, she frequently curates group art shows so that other artists, experienced and new, can find a platform.
Most of the shows that I am in or I curate have some kind of a theme or a way I hope that people will connect with the work that they're doing, and then all the work in the show should connect, maybe. But for this show, four women from Kalamazoo, Nancy Payne, Nancy Stroop, Pam Nivola, and I decided we would do a show together. and we would do a show that in some way reflected our world. And we started off with the idea of maybe endangered species, but I didn't want to do a whole show of animal kinds of things and such, you know that. So we broadened that out. So we're dealing with the things that are changing, things that are in flux, things that are on our radar as something that we are prioritizing because maybe it's not moving in the direction we want. And so a couple of people are dealing with elements of migrants. A couple of people are dealing with the endangered species kind of thing, or the change in the climate, or some other aspect of the kind of world as it moves forward. I'm doing some things that deal with, I'm afraid of the loss of freedom of speech, freedom of the press, the banned books, how the language is being limited by or taken over by pundits who have not necessarily the best thoughts and want to limit. And I'm all for more rather than less. You really want to expand people's horizons. You don't want to limit what they can do. And so I'm doing a series of small bowls, which are dealing with it. I'm doing three of them I'm going to do on banned books. And I've chosen Walt Whitman. Uh-huh. Who was banned. Hop on Pop, Dr. Seuss, was a banned book in the United States. The banning for such stupid reasons and such. Yeah. But so I was kind of playing with that. And then I'm also doing the fake news kind of thing. And you know, I'm not trying to be a kind of a political person, but more of a philosophical about what's going on point of view. And again, I don't want
it touches on our lives in every way, every way.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you can, maybe calling it political is the wrong way to approach it. It's just being aware of our lives.
Yes.
Our communities.
Yes.
You know, you're a wonderful artist in so many different ways, but it's not just about your art. As time goes on, you have made a real point out of helping other artists, established as well as new, and curating. It's not just doing your thing. You're curating shows that give a stage to other artists as well. Talk about that.
Kalamazoo is a terrific town for that, really, because of the art hops and all of those kinds of things. So we have a really marvelous art community. I really enjoy working with a group of artists on a particular project. And so I will ask artists who know who everybody's name, you know, Mary Hatch or Denise Lasecki or Michael Dunn or, you know, everybody knows these names. And then I will ask some people who maybe have never shown in the area before or are new just out of school. And I will put together a group of 20 to 25 artists around a theme and invite them to do a show. And then we usually have one meeting during the course of this that nobody has to come to because I'm not going to tell anybody what they need to do, where they can socialize, they can talk about the work they're doing, they can socialize a little bit, they can do some networking so that some of the people who have only heard of so-and-so can come and actually meet them. And so I will do a little bit of mentoring. I will help people with vitas and resumes and things like that or artist statements. Or they connect with somebody else who can help them to do that. It's a wonderful big community, and it has room for a lot more people to be taken into that community and treated with a great deal of respect and such. And I just like to be part of that.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with multimedia artist and curator Mary Ellen Haynes. The group art show, World in Flux, can be viewed at the Epic Center through the end of May. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.